This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
And I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Today is a very special day. We have a big guest today. We're really excited to have Paulita Papel here. If you guys know her, she runs Lustry. She's one of our favorite performers. Paulita Papel is a Berlin-based filmmaker and feminist pornographer. She is the founder of Lustry, a platform dedicated to the sex lives of real-life couples from around the world. She also co-organizes and curates the Porn Film Festival Berlin. Paulita works as a producer, performer, director, screenwriter, and podcaster, and is an advocate for a sex-positive, consent-based culture. So, Natch, she's a perfect fit for us.
Welcome, Paulita. We are so excited to have you here today. What an honor and what a perfect brand alliance, if I
Thank
dare say.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here with you guys.
Paulita, how did you get started in porn?
So, you want the long story or the reduced version?
Whatever you're in the mood for.
I kind of want the long story.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe
Why not?
The diff.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you a mix. So, okay. I grew up in Spain, which is a very Catholic fascist country, I'd say, or parts of it at least. But I was lucky enough to grow in with parents who are atheists and feminists. The only thing is like their feminism was like kind of second wave. So I grew up thinking that everything sex work related, porn, prostitution, all of it was like tools of the patriarchy to exploit women. 17-year-old me was like fighting to the death, saying like women would never sell their body and so on and so forth. And at the same time, I was actually super interested and curious and fascinated by everything sex work related. So I had like this inner conflict that I was like, oh, am I like co-opted by the patriarchy? What is wrong with me? Do I see myself as an object? La-di-la-di-la. So with all this like chaos in my mind at 17, I was like, fuck this country. I'm going to Berlin, which is of course like the place where all like, you know, sexual, curious people end up coming. And I was lucky enough here to meet some wonderful queer feminist filmmakers that were using porn as their like activism and their artistic expression to explore their sexuality and to reclaim their own bodies, sexualities, and sexual practices. So there was a casting and I was like, take me, I want to do this. And that's how it started. I started as a performer. I mean, of course, super privileged position. I was studying in Berlin. I had different resources to support myself. When I took the decision, it was not a financial decision. Actually, all the first films that I did, I didn't earn any money with them. It was like out of like a political conviction.
And like pure curiosity, probably.
Yes.
That's great.
And because the topic today is real couples, which we obviously chose deliberately for the purposes of talking with you, can we talk a little bit about Lustry, about your platform and how that got started and sort of the mission of the whole thing?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you so much for picking this topic. I mean,
of course.
No, but actually, so due to my profile, I like when I started realizing, oh, I can not only do this out of like curiosity, but I can also earn money with this. I end up working with a lot of companies that you know, would fall in like the girl next door category and like amateur porn category. Which was a great experience, and I you know, again, super privileged experience. I had really good times. I could support myself doing that. But also there was a lot of times there's in this like amateur porn, there's like an idea that tries to be like created and that it has little to do with the actual sexuality of the performers. So there's this like idea of like how, you know, a girl next door should have sex or what she would be into or how she would masturbate or how, what even what she would wear or what she would say, right? So for me it was like this, you know, they're selling kind of like an quote-unquote authenticity, which is not such because it's staged. Nothing wrong with it being staged, you know what I mean? Like, I'm fine with staging sexuality. It's not the problem. But I was just like, okay, how... I was interested in, like, how can you actually show a sexuality that is the sexuality of the people that you are... that are in front of the camera? Like, because I think sex has always some kind of performative part to it. You know what I mean? Especially... And I think especially... Or, like, the question for me is, like, it is a performance, but for who? Are you performing for yourself, for your partner, for the camera, for everyone? Like, what is happening? And then,
that's
so,
a great point.
Yeah, and that was something that I was thinking a lot about and thinking, like, how can we make documentary porn? So porn that is not, like, you know, I like to use the words from the film. You have, like, feature films and you have documentary films. And I was like, I love feature films and I love feature film porn. But I was like, how can we create documentary porn that actually captures the sex that people are having in their private lives. And that's how the idea of Last Tree came. And it's, we thought, well, if you have two people that already have an ongoing dialogue, sexual dialogue between them, that know each other, they know each other's bodies, they already have some, you know, things that they do and they like to do, then when you give them a camera and they're in control of it, they're in their own environment where they feel, you know, safe and cozy and comfortable, then I was like, hopefully that's the closest you can come to actually get what's, you know, what would happen if the camera wasn't there. So that was the starting point, I guess.
And how long has Lustry been around officially?
We launched in December 2016, so four years running.
Crazy.
Got it. Congrats.
I know.
That's,
thanks.
I, even like more recent than I thought, but I do feel like a lot of these trends and sort of changes in porn are very of the moment, like and not to say that they're temporary, but they're gaining traction right now. They're gaining power, I think. And I'll just say, like, I think the platform is really, really beautiful. Like, there are some other platforms, and like we've talked about, like, Make Love Not Porn on the website in the past, or sorry, on the this is a podcast, not a website, on the podcast in the past. But I think, like, your platform's really intuitive, and a lot of the couples are really engaging, and, like, like you said, it feels really natural, and I love the vlog format
that
we go
too
on, like, trips, and we, like, travel with them, because it, it makes it feel like an event, but like you said, still, like, we get their chemistry, we get their...
You see the relationship.
Exactly. And it has a little bit of, like, the actual romance of a relationship. Do these, do you approach the couples, or the couples approach you? Is it sort of a, like, open forum for performers to get on Lustry, or how does that part of it work?
It's pretty open. Anyone can apply through lustry.com/apply.
Listeners.
When we started, it was, you know, as everything is when you start, it was tricky. And I was, like, hunting and, like, you know, asking my friends, can you please
For Lustry?
You know, and it was a lot of, like, word of mouth and so on. I think at this point, like, word is out there and we get a lot of people wanting to join Lustry, which is amazing. And I'm so grateful for that. We still do some... So we try to have a mixture. We have a lot of people that have never, ever had a camera in their hands before, basically. And, you know, and that's, like, super exciting. And we help and coach these couples make the best video possible. So there's absolutely no rules in what they do sexually. Like, there's nothing they have to do. There's nothing they... It's off limits. Like, they're completely free in deciding what they want to do. But we do help them and support them technically. So we help them, like, what camera do you choose? Where do you shoot? What should you think of? You know, like, we let them do a camera test, send it to us, and we're like, ah, actually, you're shooting in, like, whatever, this weird format that is not right. We need it full HD, blah, blah, blah. So that's, like, and then we edit the videos, right? So what we're trying to do is, like...
Oh, cool.
I was going to ask that. It felt a little like it might have had, like, an editor involved.
But I love that, because I feel like sometimes when I'm watching amateur stuff on other platforms, it just feels so, like, homemade that I'm like, I still want a little bit of, like, an edit, or, like, you know, I want it to look, nice a little. But, you know, there's, it's, like, a really... It's a perfect balance, I feel like, on Lustry.
That's exactly the idea, because a lot of people, you know, they want to be... I mean, obviously, we get so many applications, they want to be shooting these videos and sharing them, but they don't have the technical know-how. And it's not that easy. I mean, of course, nowadays you can like learn everything with YouTube tutorials and whatnot. But still, right. like maybe that's not what you want to be doing. You just want to be having sex and recording it. But then, yeah. So what we have basically on Last Street, it's like which is a difference from other platforms, is it's a curated content, mm-hmm. right? So yeah. there's not millions of videos, but yeah. the videos that are there have certain standards, which is like the yeah. length, the full HD, the lighting, the editing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's still, even though it's homemade, there is still some, you know, value, production value in there.
See.
Which I like. And I also love that there's like actual like articles and like blogs and stuff on Lustery. Like that's a big thing for me too. It's like, it's not just videos. Like you can learn a lot and then there's like a community, you know, like there's like a sense of like, this is a place for other like-minded people to come and, you know, peruse around and read some articles and watch some videos and get to find other people who are like them.
Thank you so much for noticing that, because yeah. yeah, that's a super important part. And we also have like, we have a blog editor and like a lot of like writers that we work regularly with, and like guest writers. And for us, it's, yeah, it is super important. The Last Tree is not just the videos. It's a community, and it's, you know, in the POV blog, we try to have it. POV stands for point of view.
Right.
Pun intended. But,
yeah.
but also like we want to have as many perspectives represented as possible. Mm-hmm. And we tackle, you know, a lot of topics, not just about porn and sexuality and relationships, but also about sex work. Mm-hmm. And we really, yeah, we want it to be a space where you can come and find a lot of information around all of these topics and not just the porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you kind of, or do you vet any of these people that send in videos? Like, I know like one of the biggest things that people say about like homemade porn or, you know, putting their sex tapes online is like to prevent, you know, like as non-consensual sex online.
Yeah, so-called revenge porn.
Yeah, revenge yeah. porn, essentially. Like, how do you yeah. prevent that? I mean, not that I would think that anyone would ever go to Lustery in the first place to, like, put revenge porn online, but...
weird choice.
Yeah, yeah.
Not really the...
yeah, not the right platform. But still, yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's like, you know, a format or some protocols that you guys do to prevent that. And I was wondering what that was like.
So I'm... Again, happy that you asked, because first of all, why I said revenge porn is also because I think revenge porn is a really bad name, and I'm happy yeah. that you didn't use it. I yeah. said it. I saw you there trying to
yeah,
not
trying
say
to
it.
Not say it. Yeah,
but I was like, no, let's talk about it, because it's yeah. a really bad name.
Yeah.
yeah, because like, I guess you know, but of course, revenge porn, like the word revenge implies
that it's bad,
that the victim yeah. did something wrong in the first place. And
right.
Yeah, with you know, and it's like no. Nobody did anything wrong mm-hmm. in the first place. It's wrong that you're sharing this unconsensually.
Yeah.
And yeah, and I think porn must, like the word porn must include that it's always being consensually done, created yes. and distributed. So for me, like something that is not being either done consensually or distributed consensually, well, that's not porn. That's, as you were saying, that's sharing, like... That's
assault.
That's abuse and assault.
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's sexual assault.
We did this the other day. We like were going through the words for like, what is that when you exploit? Like, it's not extortion. It's not blackmail.
Yeah.
Like when you just like destroy, like when you non-consensually share
yeah.
it, like,
yeah.
with the aim of destroying their life, or you know, it's just it's internet violence. I don't know what else
yeah.
to call it.
Yeah. yeah.
So what we do basically, I mean, we're in touch with all of the couples that apply and that we reach out to, but also basically the proof that we have is like they both need to record a video where they're looking into the camera, saying their names and saying that this video is shot for Lustery.
Yeah.
And, cool. you know, we have that and we have contracts and we have their passports. So we know they're over 18.
Cool.
And they're, you know, both like everyone in the video needs to have. That's why we always have this intro where both of them are like clearly acknowledging there's a camera. We're recording and we're saying our names and saying this is our video for Lustery. So in that way, we're clear that they both were. You know, mm-hmm. they consented to record this and yeah. to distribute it on Lustery.
Yes, so. Yeah. right, right.
That's great. So
That's
simple
amazing.
When you,
I know.
When you think about it.
I know.
yeah. yeah.
Sometimes we overcomplicate things.
Wow. If only some other platforms took note, you know?
Yeah. Which we will probably talk about later in the show.
Yeah. what kind of porn do you like to watch, Paulita?
That's also a good question. To be really honest, and this is, I'm super ashamed, and I'm not sure you're expecting this answer. I don't watch that much porn. And it is like,
okay, my little... I'm shocked.
Right? I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, honestly, I get it. I mean, yeah. we watch hours of porn weekly, and it, I yeah. will, and I'm not, I shouldn't say this, but it has like affected my recreational porn life. Like, I watch much less porn for me than I used to. Like, occasionally, if there's like a really great clip, you know, sometimes I'll be like, oh, damn, and like mm-hmm. save it for later as a treat. But like, I'm watching less porn for my enjoyment than ever, and I think it's affecting my mental health. But listen, that's something for me to sort out on my own. But I feel you. Like, it's a little bit like when you know how the sausage gets made, so to speak, it can be harder to find it engaging. You know, totally. The same way, like, we're in the entertainment industry, it's harder to watch, like, movies and TV without mm-hmm. thinking about how it was made and, like,
and the budgets. You know, and
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, totally. No, exactly. I think it's but I think also, to be honest, like, I was always fascinated by the idea of porn, and especially the idea of performing in porn and everything related to production and everything behind the scenes. But I actually never watched that much porn. Like, and then I started doing porn, and I started watching my things and the things from my friends and like the community. And then I started curating for the Porn Film Festival, and there I also watch a lot of porn. But it's actually been recently I've started like sometimes to watch porn for me, for myself privately, and it's like a new thing. I'm like, ooh, exciting.
Yeah.
I don't have to watch this. I'm just going to do it.
Yeah. Do you like to watch yourself?
Yes, actually. Yeah. That also sounds horrible. I'm such a narcissist. But
no, that's great.
Well, because it's something that in researching this episode, you know, a lot of people was like, what's the fascination about making a sex tape? You know, but it's like, I think deep down, everyone... For the most part,
just from watching, you know, from Paris Hilton's and Kim Kardashian's, I think we can safely say it has to do with wanting to watch yourself perform.
Absolutely,
sex.
Yeah, 100%. Like Kim, the infamous Kim K line, when her sister was like, "Why did you make a sex tape?" and she's like, "Because I was horny and I felt like it." absolutely, I can relate.
See, and I think for me, it's like, I mean, I used to have a lot of body issues, and I remember the very first time that I watched myself in the porn. It was actually in the cinema. I was in the Porn Film Festival with like 100 people in the big screen, and I was like I'm gonna die. And then, I mean, I didn't, it's not like I liked what I was seeing. I was like, oh my god, I look so bad and blah blah, and my everything, my tits, my hat, blah, everything about it. But then, you know, you have 100 people clapping and you're like, okay.
Maybe not.
This is nice. So it's actually, I mean, great therapy.
I bet.
Yeah,
I mean, I have a little stat here from this article in Metro UK, but there's a dating site did a study, a dating site for people who want to have an affair, actually, did a study called Illicit Encounters, and they revealed that like 1/3 of couples have filmed themselves having sex. So it's popular.
Is that and that's all couples, not just couples who...
No, it's the couples
that were... I guess, how would you survey couples who want to cheat?
Yeah, I think it was couples that were... I think it was specifically a dating site for people who want to have an affair. So I don't really know. Maybe it's different. Maybe the stats are different for the entire population, but...
I don't know how you isolate that pool, though.
Yeah.
So it probably is the entire... I don't know how they're, like, thinking of cheating? Come take this survey. I mean, maybe there's... maybe there's a way to do that.
That's true. Yeah.
Who knows?
It makes sense, though. I think most of the couples, or a lot of the couples on Last Tree, they're doing this also as part of like their sexuality and their sexual exploration. Like,
exactly.
It's fun, you know, it's something else.
Right. It is. It's like twofold, right? Because like there's the people who want to watch couples, and then like as the couple participating, you know? Because I obviously we all get the appeal of like why you would want to watch real couples, right? It's like real intimacy. It's like, you know, it's important for us to see what real sex looks like. But yeah, but then on the other side of it, exploring your own sexuality and like, you know, the taboo of it, I guess. It's a turn on.
Yeah, I think more and more people are just interested in seeing something believable and are like understanding that a lot of the porn scenes we see are heavily staged, if not problematic.
Right.
So I think there is like a lean towards real couples or like verified amateur because people want to see what everybody else is doing as opposed to like try and meet this impossible standard of this incredibly athletic sex in a lot of cases, or just like not female pleasure forward sex, you know, like the various problems we see in a lot of mainstream porn. So
yeah.
We should say that in 2019, amateur was top of the list for 2019 searches that defined that year. So as recently as last year, which is the last time we have stats, amateur was number one. And I think people should be aware of entire platforms that are an alternative to sites like Pornhub that give us those stats, because it's so hard on the aggregates to know what's kosher.
Where your porn is coming from. Yeah.
Yeah. Should we take a quick break before we talk about these specific videos?
Yeah!
Sure. Awesome.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back!
What a cute little break we just all had. We didn't do anything. What did you guys do?
Chat it.
So we have two videos to talk about, one from Lustre, which we'll get to in a moment. But first, we're going to talk about a video from Kate Marley is the handle on Pornhub. Now, this is an interesting choice of ours, because usually what we'll do on the show, or quite often what we'll do, is sort of deliberately pick something problematic to look at, to like find the areas that are sort of suspect, or look at the like really unfortunate production value or whatever tickles our fancy that week. But we deliberately picked this because this is an extremely popular handle on Pornhub, and we don't typically endorse the aggregates, but I want to talk a little bit about that because there might be some value in pointing more towards verified couples and towards verified profiles in general. We've said it before on the show, but like, why doesn't Pornhub just require that anyone sharing content be a verified profile?
Yeah,
it's absurd. Paulita, feel free to jump in if you have thoughts about this.
I have to say, I'm really happy that you chose this couple. I already wrote them. I was like, hey, you want to do a last story?
Good! Oh, you should!
Awesome, I was going to say,
I think it's really important to state the fact that actually Pornhub has allowed for a lot of people to take control over the image, to make a living and a good living out of the videos that they self-produce and self-distribute through Pornhub and Model Hub. And I think that has a value and that, you know, it's something that I celebrate. However, as you were saying, I agree. It's like, well, if this model is working, then why would
you do anything else?
Exactly. What I'm kind of getting at is like, if this, like, the more that we actually consume the verified profiles and the amateur couples that are producing their own work, the more it encourages a heavily capitalist site like a Pornhub to like invest their resources in this kind of thing. And I truly don't understand why they haven't made the switch to just verified profiles, because it's really just creating, like, attaching your identity to your profile, and I don't see any harm in that. I guess it's like a YouTube style, like, we don't want to fucking deal with that, and the more chaos the better, but like, it just seems like such an easy, like, the way it's so easy for you to have folks say at the top of your videos, Paulita, like, we're doing this for Lustre. My name's Laura. My name's Rachel. This is real. Like, just that stupid blue check is a step in the right direction. Even though there are people with verified profiles pirating content, at least then we can track it down and say, like, don't do that. And if you do it a bunch of times, like, get off the website. And I truly don't see the disadvantage in that for
There's
Pornhub.
None. I don't. And I don't understand why they won't just go ahead and make that switch. But
traffic, isn't it? I mean, they would lose traffic.
Yeah,
and
it would
that's
reduce
what their business is built on.
Yeah.
I see a little.
Yeah, they wouldn't get the advertisers for the banners, right? And then they would lose out their money. But yeah, it's just
it's just their business model is built on something else.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, right. Yeah. It's true. Mm.
So we got to make them obsolete.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there are amazing creators on Pornhub. And I think the best of what can do if you find an amazing creator on Pornhub is actually check out their other profiles and maybe they have
OnlyFans.
And exactly. And like,
or know, their purchase lustry. Their
content.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And purchase their content directly, you know?
Right.
And,
support then you know them.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Totally. So let's talk about this specific video. They titled it Real Couple Shares Sensual Intimate Lovemaking Moment.
And I wouldn't disagree.
I wouldn't disagree. And I usually
pretty
disagree.
Accurate. Yeah,
yeah. I would say it's pretty accurate.
Yeah. It has a great little paragraph sort of title card up top that says, our names are Kate and Chris. We are a real couple. This is our actual sex life. We have decided to share it with you in the hopes that it will inspire sensuality and intimacy in your life. And then they ask you to subscribe. So we meet Kate and Chris. Presumably this is their real names,
yes.
At least their first names. And
important to note the angle here, the camera angle.
Yeah.
Huge. And I think this is kind of like their style, right? It's like this aerial shot.
Yes.
I'd love to know what their rig setup is like.
yeah, I hope of course we're all thinking about that.
Yeah. I would hope that it's safe and secure. But yeah, it was
Fingers
very
crossed.
Impressive. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also am a sucker for like white sheets, like a big white bed, you know?
Yeah. It's a nice, the whole setting, like the sheets, the lighting, that's all great. It's well done.
Yeah. It's like beautiful imagery. And it also just the whole sex act itself, like it's pretty slow. It feels kind of like a lazy Sunday morning. They're both naked, just kind of like slowly kind of warming each other up. They're like head to foot, you know, like laying next to each other entwined. And it just like kind of slowly works its way up over like the whatever 15 minute long video. It felt very real.
Yeah, it's real. I love that it sort of feels meditative. Like usually watching a porn like this, I'd be like, click, click, let's go. Like, where's the sec? You know, like would like
fast
skip
forward.
Through.
Yeah.
But they very simply created really lovely production value. Like, as we were saying, we have this aerial shot. Like they've obviously rigged a camera from their ceiling or from some kind of rig over their bed. So the whole time you're watching them, they almost... Like, just changing that shot actually subverts what we expect to see in porn, if that makes sense. Like, their bodies kind of lose meaning, but, like, take on new... You know, they're on their sides, and they're, like you said, head to foot, and then they kind of, like, entwine with each other, and he's, like, playing with her clit, and she's just, like, gently, like... I don't even want to call it a hand job because that feels reductive.
Yeah, she's just kind of, they're just kind of like playing with each other.
Yeah, like she's just like caressing his dick, you know, and it's very like sensual
and meditative. Yeah.
And yes, meditative. It feels like nobody's rushing towards anything and that they're really just slowly experiencing each other.
Enjoying one another.
Yeah, it feels like there's not an expectation. You didn't even know. At some point, I was like, where is this going? Is this going to be like this? Is it going to be like no penetration? I was like, great. I mean, at the end, it does, but it's like, okay, I was like, oh, okay, that's a plus. But
yeah.
Just a meditative, like playing around part, would also, it's also great.
Yeah.
And they also incorporate a vibe, which was very, like, I truly was like, this is the kind of sex I need to be having. Like, so he plays with her clit for a while. She plays with his dick. And then, they also, important to
they
note,
have like
they have like a jar of lube, maybe? Like,
I thought it was a massage candle.
Oh,
that's what it looked
that
like to
makes
me.
More
yeah.
sense. That makes
I thought
more
it
sense.
Was coconut oil.
Oh, maybe it's coconut oil.
I thought it was maybe
coconut
oil that they were using as
that's
lube.
That's a good point.
Basically, it's as from above, we see like a delicate little round jar and it has a white substance in it. And at first it was like, is that someone's like really light coffee? Like, are we going to spill that? Like, I did spend a lot of time worrying we're going to spill it. But if it's a massage candle or coconut oil, it's probably solid. And they were just like getting a little bit of lube off of it.
Yeah.
So just an elegant touch.
Very
worth,
important.
Worth including.
Yeah.
And then, she pulls out a vibe and she works the vibe on her clit while he actually just like...
Still using his fingers, yeah.
Yeah, using his fingers inside of her and then he starts masturbating. And that was hot to me because if you've ever had like a finger in a cunt, while it was like coming, which she does pretty soon after that.
Yeah.
It, like that contraction, I think, would be really hot.
It is. Yeah.
So he's clearly like taking pleasure from her pleasure, which is something we constantly talk about and look for. I love
this. This was like emotional for me. I was like, this is like the sex that I have, you know? Like I was like, it was very reminiscent of like, you know, a previous relationship. And I was like, wow. I hope they're still together. That's where I went.
Oh my God, that's such a thing when couples on last year break up.
It's I was going to ask
horrible.
You about that.
Oh my God, it's the worst. I'm like, so every time I get an email, someone is like, hey, Polita, I'm just writing to let you know, blah, blah. I'm like telling it in the office. I'm like, you guys, like, John and Mary broke up. I can't believe it.
Oh, I know, like, you get so attached. And like, when you see these like intimate, vulnerable moments of two people who like, obviously like in both of these videos, they are so like aware and comfortable with each other's bodies and like and just enjoying each other's bodies. I was like, wow, that's love, you know, like that's intimacy. So I can't even imagine when you know that they break up, you're like, oh, but I've like peeked behind the curtain. That's like, I'm part of the relationship.
So I'm super curious about this, and we won't go on too much of a tangent, but I was fully thinking about this. I was like, would I ever, because I've never done that. I've never shared a sex video. And I'm like, what would it take? Like, what kind of relationship would I want to be in? Mm-hmm. And I realized that, like, the level of commitment, like, I think would have to be pretty serious for me. Because weirdly, the thing I would be thinking about is, like, future relationships. There would be videos online of me fucking my ex. And would that be really intense for any future partners?
Yeah.
Did you find with people on Lustry that they often take the content down, or do they sometimes agree to leave it up, or does it vary?
Here's the thing. We tell the couples to really take an informed decision. We warn them, like, we have FAQs, and we tell them, like, once you put this video up, even if we take it down from lustry.com, the video is already on the internet, and nobody has control of the internet, so you need to be aware of that. And if you have any doubts or concerns that you might want to take it down in the future, don't do it. We're just like, you know, if you like go through all the possible scenarios where you, A, the person you least want to see this video sees this video, say your mom, your boss, your like whatever person, your son, your daughter, like go through that scenario and think, what will I do when this person that I really do not want to see this video sees it? If your answer to that is like, oh my God, I'll kill myself or I couldn't handle it, don't do it. And, you know, go through the scenario of like, okay, you might break up, future relationship, there's a video of you. How do you feel about that? You feel bad about that? Don't do it. You know, it's like, like, then, you know, shoot your video, enjoy it with your partner and enjoy other people's videos on the internet. But then don't, I'm like, do not necessarily publish a video if you're not like 150% that you're going to stand by it for the rest of your life. And of course, you know, I'm not saying that people might change their minds and your life can change, but still, I'm like, really think about it. And, you know, I know, like, any other porn performer, what it is, like the stigma that you carry being naked on the internet. And that's just something that you need, really need to be aware of before you do it.
Yeah, because again, like, no one is in control of the internet. Like, once it's on there, it's on there.
No, it's out. I mean, we do everyone does. I mean, we do everything we can against piracy. And yet, I tell the couples, this is not a matter of like, if your video will be pirated. Your video will be pirated.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So this is how the internet works for now. And that's what you would need to be cool with.
Right. Yeah. Be aware of. Totally.
Yeah. And then they also fuck, which we should mention.
But what's important, though, what I loved is that she came and then they had sex.
I like that.
Which, again, I was like, this looks like real sex to me. Like, it was wonderful.
It's great because actually it's not at all the sex that I usually have.
Mm.
But I still really enjoyed watching it. And I love the orgasm and I loved, everything about it.
Right,
it's just fun.
Yeah, I tend to have, in real life and in what I like to watch, rougher sex, frankly. But there was something aspirational about this that I was like, oh, yeah, like a lazy Sunday fuck. Like, this is just so rarely, like, the kind of sex I have. And maybe that's a statement about me and a lack of intimacy in my life. But I loved it because it was different than what I'm into. And I dug it, you know? So that was interesting for me. But yeah, I usually have just a different kind of sex than what I saw here. But I thought it was very believable in what it was and inspirational, dare I say.
Right, right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I was like, this touched me.
No, I really, the only thing is, like, there's no intro, no outro or anything. You just see them yeah, having this sex that we're describing. But then I really was like, oh, what is his relationship? Like, I guess because I'm spoiled or something, because I know my couples like so much better. I was like, I would love to see them talking to each other. Where do they live? How do they, like, I really missed that part.
I had a little of that too. I was like, yeah, where do they hang out? Like, I just like was trying to picture them on the street. I was like, what are they? I feel like they're kind of like bougie hippie vibes, like what are they, you know, like we all try to invent a whole other like narrative for these people.
Well, especially because I watched the Lustre vid first and then I watched this one and I was like, well, I need to know how they met. Where do they live?
What do they wear?
Like, you know,
because they're naked already when the video starts,
right?
That's totally. I love to see what people are wearing.
Me too. Like, what's their personal style?
So
should we talk? Let's talk about the other video, which we keep referencing from Lustre. It's called "Birthday Banging" with Leek and Stevie. It's a vlog, this was like the coolest porn I think I've ever seen. Like, just in terms of like it wasn't just a sex act. It was literally getting to know these two people, getting to know their relationship, intercut with like moments of sex. Mm-hmm. And it was like very personal, and like, you know, they did a Q&A where like they answered some questions that you guys had sent them, and you find out how they met. You get to like see how they communicate with each other, like reminisce
their
about
playfulness.
Like, playfulness. You know, you get moments of them getting ready for his birthday and like she's like putting on her makeup and like taking videos of her. I was just like, wow. I mean, like, oddly emotional, because I was like, I recently went through a breakup and my heart is a graveyard. So, like, everything I see about a couple right now, I'm like, oh, my God.
This is a hard topic for Rachel, because we just picked two videos of people having really great couple sex. So like, this is torture.
Having, like, beautiful couple sex. And I'm just, like, sobbing here watching porn.
It was great.
It was really great and really lovely. And I was like, wow, damn. TBT, you know? But yeah,
This is a conversation that we have a lot in the office when people are like, oh my God, I can't see more lovely, caring, perfect couple.
But also just like seeing like real sex and like the way that like two people who care about each other, who are intimate with each other, like communicate like in the bedroom and also in real life. It's we need to see more of it in porn.
And they were like a fun, interesting couple, in that I felt like I could have like hung out with them like growing up in Colorado, you know, like he's like a skater and like part the whole day is like this, like various birthday gifts for him. Like she cooks him a special breakfast in bed, and then like he's got new skate trucks and they try those out. And I was like, oh man, this is like hitting the perfect kind of like nostalgia.
Right.
And then they have like a little bit of like morning sex and then they come back and have sex later in the day. Like it does feel like a really ideal like birthday couple moment, you know? So that entry point is really smart too.
Mm-hmm. She gets lingerie for him. I loved that moment where she was like bent over and he just like walks into the room and she's just like has like crotchless panties on and he goes to town.
And she's like, happy birthday.
I know. And then she's like, but we have to leave in like 5 minutes so you don't get to come. I was like,
I like that too. Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just really sweet. And also the shot of them later on, like the, where we like the video finishes is like, it looked like they were in like a room and they just like impromptu decided to have sex there, like standing up, and it was like really well lit. And it's like, that's the kind of sex I like to see. Like, I don't like to see any like close up, like just penetration. I want to see full bodies, you know, like I want to see their faces, the way that their bodies are moving, the way that they're touching each other. And she comes really hard from just like internal stimulation, which I always find incredibly impressive. I'm always like, oh, unicorns do exist, you know. It's good to see. Nice to know that that's real. The way that they spoke to each other, like she is kind of like a, you know, like had a little dirty talk, which I always love to see.
Yeah. I love that part, actually. I love the dirty talk that they're going on, because it feels, because that's the thing, that you see them, like you see the relationship they're having, and then you see how they, like, because they're funny, right?
Yeah.
I think they're hilarious. I'm the same. I watch them and I'm like, oh my God, I want to be friends with these people and hang around with them.
Yeah.
And then how they bring that playfulness, as you were saying, into the sex that they're having. And it's
it's dirty and kinky, but it's but it's so caring also and loving. It's like, oh, I know. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. And yeah, just seeing her be the difference between not like performative, but like being like her sexual self and being comfortable saying the things that she says. Mm-hmm. It's inspiring. It's like, yeah, this
And they have kind of like a hot sex life too. Like she says, like, daddy, I can't take all that at one point, you know, like without it feeling performative or feeling like extra, like when you were talking about performance for each other versus performance for the camera, like there's always a certain element of that. Like you know, Heisenberg principle of observation, like you put a camera in the room and the sex is going to change a little bit, but it felt like, you know, like the same language they always use, you know, and the level of performance that you have for a partner where you're leaning into their kinks and proclivities, but you're still finding ways to enjoy yourself. Like it was a good demonstration of like real sex in that way, I thought.
Yeah. Oh, I loved it. I loved that video.
Yeah.
See, and I also, I have to say, I love also how our editor edited it.
Yeah.
Just to go a little bit into the production of it. Yeah, because I mean.
Yeah, the way, did they choose the music? Did the couple choose the music?
No, actually our editor did.
Oh, okay,
but the
cool.
couple, they loved it also. They were like, oh, nice. Well done.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. And then to be like, like this is an accurate representation of us, you know?
See, you know, they felt that way. It's funny because I was going to say in the first video, can we still talk about that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I found the music was quite cheesy.
Yeah.
Which like, it was fine, but I was like, I didn't feel like it totally, like I could have not have the music and that would have been better actually, I think.
Yes.
And in the video from Stevie Alnick, like the music is also super cheesy, but it has a self-irony, right? It's like,
yeah,
I think it fits, like, I mean, she's, yeah, again, it fits the whole playfulness and what she's doing, and I
felt like it was on brand. Like I was like, oh, they probably chose this music, like this is music that they listen to, you know?
Yeah.
And that just like added to like the, you know, the believability of the whole thing, or the realness of it, the authenticity.
Cool. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it was so fun and surprising. The structure of it, I think, is so smart to go between the sex and the and them going about their day and just being a couple. Because like when we started having sex and I had like 20
minutes, all three of us
left. No, I thought I said they. Maybe I sounded like I said we. When
did
we started
you?
Having
said,
sex,
I thought you said
I was
we.
Having
I was
sex
like,
with
oh.
them. I was there.
But you do
in
feel
my
like
mind.
That.
Yeah,
you
no,
feel
you
like
do.
That. You're like, when we all three started to have sex. Yeah.
Uh-huh. But then we went back to the interview. I was like weirdly grateful because I was, if I had, it was like, oh, you got to watch 25 more minutes of just sex, I would have been like, I don't need that much, you know?
Yeah.
Like sometimes porn gets tedious when you feel like you're watching a drawn out like sex scene.
Uh-huh.
So when we went back to the interviews, I was like, oh, a little surprise. And like, I'm a little
totally.
Titillated the same way he was and I don't get to come. And then, you know, like it was structured like a sex act in an interesting way.
That's such a good
way.
Point. Yeah, that's a great point. The way that it was structured. Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we're big fans, I guess.
Yeah.
Cool. No, I'm so happy to hear. Because the vlogs was something, because we started last year and we had just like, standard sex videos with this introduction where we asked the couples to have as much of an introduction and tell as much from themselves and their relationship and their sex life as they felt comfortable sharing.
Right.
And then, you know, and then we were like, oh, let's explore different formats. And now we have also the quickie, which is like a shorter format, where it's like more spontaneous and just like, okay, a quickie. What a quickie is. We all know what it is. And we have vertical quickies, which is same thing, quickie, but shot vertically with the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But then the vlogs idea came, well, big vlogs, right? I mean, everyone, we all know. And then we, like the first ones that we got was actually from Luna and James, which I don't know if you know them, but they were this like amazing couple that produced like super high production value.
Oh.
And then we were like, oh my God, this is perfect, like,
yeah.
And then we started, so we have them now regularly and we have once every month, and I'm such a big fan, exactly, because they're fun, like they're so much, you really get to know, and each vlog is super different because they, you know, they can choose what they do, they can be, you know, a day in their lives or whatever, a special thing they do or blah blah blah, and the material we get is really, you know, it can be very varied, like what they send to us. We do have some guidelines, but then, you know, they do whatever they want.
Yeah.
But I really, it still always like captures this, like, what the couple is about and their like little jokes and little things or even like the little fights or something. And it's cute.
Knowing that you edit the videos makes the platform all the more enticing to me to consider being a performer. Cause like, I like the idea of like making some of that content, I just get like, ugh, like around the like editing process. As Rachel knows from like any of the video content we produce, I'm like, now we have to edit it, you know. So. Well, usually we finish by asking if either of these are going in our spank bank. I think I can safely say that like both would end up in mine. Yeah. Rachel?
Absolutely. Once my heart heals, I'm probably masturbate to both of these. Or I can cry while I masturbate. That's fun sometimes too.
Sometimes
you know?
That's the best thing for you. Yeah.
Little cry and a wink, you know?
And Paulina, feel free to answer or not. You already said you don't tend to watch a lot of porn, so I imagine you don't tend to rely on porn to masturbate. So, but
if
yeah.
you were,
I don't even masturbate that much.
No,
to be honest.
Oh my God, Paulina!
Well, that I'm
know,
concerned
I'm
about.
Sorry.
She's
I know,
busy.
It's bad. I'm
She's
naughty.
Busy.
I know it's horrible. It's
well,
really bad.
What are you doing the rest of the day? Once we hop off the pod, you got to take some time for yourself, honey. Okay.
Okay, mom.
You need it.
I will. I promise. Homework.
Yeah. And before we go, do you want to officially plug anything, Paulina? Like handles for Lustry?
Yes. So you can find Lustry on Twitter on Lustry HQ and on Instagram, Lustry POV, where we push especially more the whole vlog part of the site. So a lot of super interesting articles and also memes, so yeah. They'll follow.
Great memes.
And yeah, just find lustry.com and apply as a couple at lustry.com/apply.
Awesome.
Thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern, that's porn without the O, on Twitter at GOP the Podcast, and on our website, girlsonporn.com.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already.
And if you give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, feel free to drop your Insta handle and we'll tag you, expressing our abundant gratitude.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.